Alex Trebek, Raymond Burr, Dan Aykroyd, Jim Carrey, Michael J. Fox, James Cameron, Doug Henning, Joe Shuster, Neil Young, Katie Lang. These are all famous people who have origins tracing back to Canada. A rugged and beautiful country, Canada is rich in culture and heritage. Well before the 20th century, prehistoric tribes from Asia had come to Canada across the Bering Strait. The Vikings were the first Europeans to make the journey around 1000 AD. In the early 1600s, French explorer Samuel de Champlain founded the French-speaking city of Quebec. With God in their heart, the Canadians were blessed with the opportunity to invite Supreme Master Ching Hai, a renowned humanitarian and spiritual leader, to their country in 1991 and again in 1993 during her World Lecture Tour. We now invite you to listen to the following lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, To Communicate with God is to Communicate with the Light and Sound, delivered on February 26, 1991 in Toronto, Canada.
Dear Master, I want to practice the Kuan Yin method. When can I do it? And if I follow this method, do I need to follow a diet?
Yeah, immediately. After this lecture, you can enroll and you should take the vegetarian diet, which is more natural and more beneficial to the quiet mind. That doesn't mean it leads you to Buddhahood, yeah? Vegetarianism doesn't lead you to Buddhahood. It just helps. Just help us to be less, feel less guilty and less burdened for the soul and less karma. And then we improve more rapidly. Otherwise, our life is very short. And if we keep creating more karma, eating more meat, and then how can we rise up?
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk, pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
何谓无量光？
无量光就是无量光嘛，就是没有量的光啊，无量无边的光，量不到它多小、多远、多长，那个是叫无量光。无量光就是阿弥陀佛的子众的一个名号，意思说他这么光亮明白了，他就那个光明度是无量无边的。It's like this. I think you already know. You see, a person asks in Chinese, what does it mean by infinite light? I say infinite light means the light infinite. But actually, it is one of the titles given to the Amitabha Buddha. It means his light is infinite, boundless, without boundary, without frontier. Yes? Okay.
Okay. 如何即可开悟? That is, how to get immediate enlightenment?
报名一心嘛。一心就马上可以开悟啊。He asked me, how can I get immediate enlightenment? I said, just enroll for initiation. And you get immediate enlightenment at the time of initiation.
Dear Master, okay. I've been practicing, but I have not entered Samadhi, and I haven't seen the light.
Okay, I said to him, at the time of initiation, we see light, we hear sound. And some also see light very dim, but hear the sound. There's also experience.No need to always to have both. Because some people bear karma a little bit heavy. Some see them every day, open or close eyes, meditating or not meditating. And some meditate for many hours and see not much. And maybe he mistake that is for not the true light. Because many people are like that. For example, some initiates will come to me and say, sometimes they meditate together with me, yes?And then, suddenly, I saw somebody open the eyes. Yes. I said, what are you doing? Close your eyes and meditate. She said, oh, I thought the sun just came. And then somebody was meditate, and then suddenly just wake up and say, just look around and say, what are you doing? You're supposed to be quiet and meditate. She said, oh, why did you put on the music so loud? It was because he was experiencing something inside, and he thought it was from neighbor, you see. It happened to me too when I was beginning on the road. And so many people, if they do not open their eyes and see, they thought there was a sun or somebody just switched on the light, or within the, you know, the a very, not very clear consciousness, they think the neighbor has put on the music or something like that, and they thought they have nothing. But it's not true.And also, we, after initiation, we must absorb the rules, yeah, the precepts, and we must meditate 2.5 hours accordingly, maybe sometime one in the evening, one in the morning. Or also, we have to go to do a group meditation to support and also to help each other. If we do all this, we must experience the light and the sound and the visions.Of the Buddha's land and hear many teachings. But also sometimes the initiate are too lazy in meditation, so the master has to teach him in the dreams, and he didn't appreciate that. And also sometimes during sleep, the master take the original person out, I mean the soul out to the different worlds and teach them there, and bring him back to his body again, and he woke up, go to sleep, and he complains, he has nothing.It's like a baby, you know, not yet grow up. And you bring him to the king's palace, and he was half open and half closed, you know. And then when he come home, and the mother said, did you enjoy the palace? He said, no, I haven't been anywhere. I don't know anything. No palace. You know, because he was half asleep and half awake. Yes. So to practice 1 year, it doesn't mean anything to anyone.The Buddha practiced 6 years, But it doesn't mean always the time. Some people are different. We must be patient and be disciplined. Discipline. And be strict with ourselves. Follow everything the Master teaches. Otherwise, we cannot expect miracle from nothing. Every study requires diligent effort.
Is there any difference between Kuan Yin method and Zen Buddhism? And is the difference important? Do they have the same purpose? Phương pháp Quán Âm có khác gì với thiền hay không? Và khác biệt ấy có quan trọng không? Có cùng mục đích không?
Zen Buddhism originally is a Kuan Yin method. Kuan Yin method included the so-called modern Zen. It's not different, it's just included. Okay. Cái phương pháp Quán Âm đó không có khác gì đối với phương pháp thiền, nhưng mà nó bao qua phương pháp thiền của thời bây giờ đó. Cái phương pháp thiền hồi xưa đó thì là cái phương pháp Quán Âm này, nhưng bây giờ cái phương pháp thiền này nó hơi thiếu cái sự dẫn dắt của những vị cao tăng, thành ra nó thành một cái phương pháp hơi khác. Nhưng mà cái phương pháp Quán Âm bây giờ nó bao qua cái pháp thiền này.
If we have sins, how do we cleanse out the sins? Nếu mà mình có lỗi, làm sao cho hết lỗi?
Thứ nhất là mình phải sám hối. Mình phải ăn năn cái tội của mình làm, rồi mình đừng tiếp tục làm nữa. Hoặc mình làm những cái điều gì mà nó trái ngược với cái lỗi đó để bù đắp nó lại. Và mình phải tu hành, phải ăn chay, phải tìm ra cái tự tánh của mình thì tất cả tội lỗi gì đều tiêu hết.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Trong cái kinh phá tướng luận của ngài Bồ Đề Đạt Ma đó, ngài nói rằng chỉ cần giây lát thấy tánh thôi, thấy tánh, thấy ánh sáng của Phật đó thôi, ánh sáng của Phật cũng như mặt trời vậy đó. Ở trong kinh pháp trong kinh nó có nói như vậy, chỉ cần giây lát thấy cái ánh sáng đó là bao nhiêu tội nghiệp đời đời kiếp kiếp đều tiêu hết. Thí dụ như trong một căn phòng tối cả mấy năm nó đã tối đen rồi, nhưng mà mình vô trong đó mình ở, mình bật lên một đèn, có đèn sáng, trong một phút thôi bao nhiêu ánh sáng mấy ngàn năm hay là mấy năm nó cũng tiêu hết, phải không? Chứ đâu phải phải cần đứng đó bật đèn mấy ngàn năm nó mới bù lại cái mấy ngàn năm ánh sáng kia, nó mới sáng được mấy ngàn năm của đèn tối đâu. Ánh sáng gì trừ liền tất cả những sự đèn tối. Thí dụ cả một đêm dài đằng đẵng vậy đó, 10 tiếng đồng hồ mà đen thui vậy, mà mặt trời nó le lói lên một chút thôi, lên một chút thôi là sáng liền cả cái thế giới, cả đêm dài đều đánh tan liền lập tức.
I just added some more that in the Sutra of Bodhidharma, Bodhidharma is a master, the first patriarch of so-called Zen Buddhism. He said that the light of the Buddha, the light of our own nature, is as bright as many suns. And even if we see that light once only, all kind of sins will be cleansed away. I said it is just like a very dark room. It has been dark for many, even thousands of years. But once you light a light up, the thousands of years darkness gone in a second. Sins cannot bear the light of God. Darkness could not prevail when light comes. Therefore, once we are enlightened, we are cleansed forever of the sin. And the sin, if we want to clean it, first we must repent. Second, we promise not to do it again to ourselves. Third, we have to do something in the opposite direction in order to make up for it. But the most important, apart from all this, is get enlightened. Without enlightenment, we sin again. And we have many, many other sins which we don't remember even. So we couldn't repent all, and we couldn't cleanse them all, and we couldn't make up for them all. Only the light of God will cleanse us of all sin. That's why Jesus said, those who believe me never walk in darkness again. Believes him means to get initiated from him, pray with him, pray to him, and get the light from the initiation from him. Therefore, never walk in darkness again. Dear Master, I have not been a vegetarian, and I have not followed any method. Can I receive initiation?
If someone like this situation truly promise and sincerely want to be vegetarian from today, it's okay. Normally, some people cheated me before, intentionally or unintentionally, I don't know. So I said, normally I would make it three months probation, you know, vegetarianism before initiation. But since we're not come here that often, so I just make an exception. But the one who enrolls must be sure of himself, promise in front of God and Buddhas, mean our own consciousness and conscience, that we follow the path of righteousness and of compassion, means thou shalt not kill. to kill has many stages, directly and indirectly. Indirectly is to eat meat. Because we eat, so other has to kill for us. So we are not free from the bad karma.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger: free up 3,433 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
Where does God come from? Xin Thầy cho biết Thượng Đế từ đâu có.
Thượng Đế từ trong tâm mình mà ra. The kingdom of God is within you.
Đôi khi có sự tiếp xúc với một luồng điện mạnh như là phát ra trong người. Vậy đó là gì? Sometimes I have a strong connection with very strong electricity coming out of my body. What is that?
What is that? You yourself have contact and you ask me. It could be your own electricity. It could be a Buddha nature. It could be a ghost. Yeah. Well, it depends on how pure you are. If you are very pure, very sincere, and every day you pray to the Buddha, or you repeat some dharani, some mantras, or practice some meditation, then it is a positive side. And if you contact the electric currents and you feel very lighted and happy afterward, relaxed, that means it's a good positive force. If after that you feel bad, or within that period you feel bad, then it's negative.
Nếu mà quý vị ngồi thiền, có ngồi thiền, có tu hành, có niệm Phật, có niệm chú gì đó, thì cái luồng điện đó có thể là từ cái sự tu hành mình nó ra. Nếu mà trong khi tiếp xúc với luồng điện đó, hoặc là sau khi đó quý vị cảm thấy vui vẻ, thoải mái, đó là cái luồng điện dương, á, tốt đó. Còn nếu mà cảm thấy không thoải mái đó, đó là luồng điện âm. Thì phải lập tức niệm Phật, niệm chú vậy đó.
If you have found yourself in this kind of situation and you do not feel comfortable, then you must recite the Buddha's name or your mantra or the name of Jesus, yeah? And then free yourself from the uncomfortable situation. If it is comfortable situation, then know that is a blessing from God or the success from your meditation or mantra.
Ngày hiện tại, sư phụ có thể dùng giác quan thứ sáu để mình nhìn và hiểu chúng tôi muốn gì ở kia.
Không phải là người ngồi đây mà thi triển thần thông đặng mà lê lê với quý vị. Hả? Sư phụ chỉ dạy pháp lý cao siêu, những cái gì mà hợp lý, đặng cho quý vị tìm thấy cái trí huệ của mình. Chứ không phải là một người ngồi đây đặng quý vị tới hỏi tương lai hoặc là nhìn xem trong cái tâm của quý vị muốn cái gì. Nhìn quý vị làm chi cho nó mệt. Hả? Phải nhìn tự mình chứ nhìn ta làm chi? Bằng mình lo không xong rồi nhìn người khác, phải không? Lục Tổ Huệ Năng có nói gì biết không? Ông nói là khi ta ngồi thiền à, ta thấy những cái lỗi của ta, không thấy những cái lỗi người khác. He wants me to read his mind and his future to see whether his project is going to be better or not or something like that. I say I'm not an astrologer and I'm not a mind reader. If we want to know, we must know ourselves. And we must practice in order to use our wisdom to decide for many things. And even if I know, I am not staying here to show it off. It's not allowed in Buddhism or in any other real practicing method or path, we are not to show off miracle when it's not necessary. In the case of true necessity, the master will do it. If we want to rescue a disciple or do some very important things, but not for show, okay? And not to help your business or your project. I'm sorry.
During meditation, sometimes I believe that I see something or hear something, but with my eyes closed, though, but when I open my eyes again, I see nothing.
Right,
so
right.
I wonder...
That's good.
But then I wonder whether those sounds and lights, are they really coming from Buddha or from God, or they're just illusion from so much mind concentration?
Well, whatever it is, it exists. It's still better than the material light here. You do not need to wonder. You just enjoy it. If the light and the sound make you feel more comfortable and wise and more relaxed in this world, then whether it's illusion or not concerns you not. We want happiness. We want wisdom. But light and sound can be illusory too. But if you have a good master, the master should tell you which light is a lower illusory, which is real, which is a higher word. Which sound you should not pay attention, which sound you should listen. If you don't have that, then you can join us and I will give you the instructions step by step. As you go, you will recognize where you are and have more confidence in the practice, okay? Or you ask your master, whoever that is, if he knows. If he doesn't, then you can come and join us again, all right? Because, you see, this light and sound comes from concentration. That's correct, too. But sometimes it's not very useful to us, yeah? So we must know where to look at, right? That's all.
Hi.
Hi.
Two questions, and the one is short, and I'll do that one first. When you were talking about the other worlds, these other levels, at one point, if I understood you, were describing things as palaces and fine clothes, or were you giving us a way of describing things that was figurative?
Well, I was only answering or talking in one aspect only. These palaces or beautiful worlds are not really our aims. You know, our aims are wisdom and liberation. But someone who is wise and liberated would live in such deserved surrounding. That's all, yes? Well, it's not that we are greedy for such things, really. I just, when I was answering the lady, you know, maybe I described something like that, or just as analogy, I say something like that. But it's not the ultimate that we look for. But we go through that anyhow. We go through these beautiful, magnificent, glorious worlds with palaces and in gold and diamond, much more spaces, much more beautiful, much more incredible than the palaces in our world. But these exist in a higher world. But that's not what we were looking for. But we go through them anyhow. We see them and we earn them should we go to that world. That's all. But the ultimate aim is to liberate ourselves from any aim at all. And then we will be ourselves, yeah? We know ourselves. We know so-called God.
Okay. Hmm? It just surprised me to hear those material kinds of things spoken of at all, the palaces and the clothing and that, because I'm not enlightened, but I'm interested in all that I can learn about reaching a higher level of consciousness. But when it came to other realms and other worlds, I wouldn't have envisioned it as anything material at all.
Well, not everyone has these kind of visions. Well, for example, my so-called initiates or fellow practitioners, some of them see visions and light. Some people see and hear sounds at the same time. Some people only hear sounds and no vision and dim light, very pale, yeah? Some see only bright light and without hearing the sound or very dim sound. and we need to practice it more, yes? Mm-hmm. But it's not important to see visions or palaces.
No.
It's important that we know that we have been wiser, better, more stable, peaceful, and loving.
And the second thing, Master, was when you started to speak a bit more about some of the precepts or some of the things that would be required in practicing the Kuan Yin method, particularly the vegetarianism. And can you talk more about what some of the other lifestyle or changes that are recommended in trying to...
Only vegetarianism is the most difficult, no? Other things, it's just like the Ten Commandments. We already know, we just have to practice them. All right?
Thank you.
Yes.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
I just have one question. Is
that yes.
When Buddha was fully enlightened, all his ignorance will
yes,
be gone.
Yes, gone, yes.
And he's become perfected. Now, I would like to know, is the Kuan Yin method offer immediate enlightenment? So does it offer full enlightenment when you initiate, or that it just, you know, offer a starting, beginning of the gradual process of an awakening process?
Yes, a part of the enlightenment, even though at the time of initiation you are liberated. But the point is that not all of them realize that. You realize according to your degree of understanding and faith and acceptance. Therefore, you cannot call a full enlightenment.
It's but just yes, a partial enlightenment.
Yes, and then we have to work further. But yes, it is a full enlightenment.
And it's like by grace of God that, you know, all the previous thing you will be like sensing it, or I mean, you have that kind of intuition to see that maybe touching, like you can see some.